From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Doctors in Spain are closely monitoring the condition of a nursing assistant with Ebola. She is in serious condition. Reporting from Madrid, Lauren Frere says 15 people are in quarantine for exposure to the patient.
After an Ebola crisis meeting, Spanish officials are urging calm, saying the country's bout with the virus is close to being contained.
No hay ninguna persona en España con capacidad.
There's no one in Spain with the capacity to transmit Ebola except for the infected patient who's in isolation, said crisis spokesman Dr. Fernando Rodriguez Artalejo. He says none of those in quarantine is showing any symptoms and that as time goes by, they're less likely to do so. Assistant nurse Teresa Romero is still in very serious condition a week after being diagnosed with Ebola. She caught the virus from one of two Spanish missionaries who'd worked in West Africa and came to Madrid for treatment. They both died. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta is advising officials at U.S. hospitals to be aware of possible symptoms of Ebola. CDC Director Tom Frieden's remarks coming on the heels of the identification of the first person to catch the disease within the U.S., 26-year-old Nina Pham, a Dallas nurse who'd been treating a man who contracted the disease while in Liberia. CDC says it's now monitoring all people who treated the individual. Halfway through a two-week Catholic Bishops' Assembly on family issues, the tone of a Vatican report is unusually conciliatory toward situations contrary to church doctrine. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli says the bishops are welcoming into the church gays and non-marital unions.
There are no decisions or changes in the church's condemnation of homosexual acts and gay marriage, but the report reflects Pope Francis's call for a more merciful church. One Vatican analyst described its tone as a pastoral earthquake. The report says gays have gifts and qualities to offer, and it asked rhetorically, are we capable of welcoming these people? Are our communities capable of accepting and valuing their sexual orientation without compromising Catholic doctrine on the family and matrimony? This is a far cry from official church teaching that homosexuality is intrinsically disordered. The report also stressed there are positive aspects to a couple living together without being married. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
According to an Iraqi security official, militants with the so-called Islamic State were able to seize a military training camp in western Iraq. In Baghdad, Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says airstrikes carried out by the U.S.-led coalition are helping, but he said they're not enough.
The heavy work on the ground is going to have to be done by Iraqi forces, and it's going to have to be done by the Sunni communities in the areas that ISIL occupies.
A spate of bombings around the Iraqi capital today, meanwhile, claimed at least 30 lives. On Wall Street, stocks closed sharply lower. The Dow down 223 points. The Nasdaq lost 62 points. This is NPR. Even as Turkey's state-run news agency is saying that Turkey and the U.S. have agreed to train and equip fighters battling the Islamic State, the country's leaders are saying there is nothing new. Turkey, which sits on the border with Syria, is also reported to be in discussions with the U.S. about allowing for the use of a Turkish military base by U.S. forces, and Turkey's demand a no-fly zone and safe haven for refugees be carved out. Yesterday, U.S. defense officials said Turkey would allow U.S. and coalition forces the use of its bases. Gone Girl remains the top draw among movie audiences in the U.S. and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports the mystery earns an estimated $26.8 million in ticket sales.
Gone Girl is going nowhere as it holds steady at the top of the chart for the second consecutive weekend.
As you all know, my wife, Amy Elliott Dunn, disappeared 3 days ago.
Ben Affleck portrays a husband whose wife is missing.
Without a body, without a murder weapon, their only hope is a confession.
Eventually, doubt is cast on his innocence. Dracula Untold enters the chart at number 2. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day debuts in 3rd place. Annabelle falls to number 4, and new release The Judge closes out the top 5 movies. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Thousands pack the streets of New York City today for the annual Columbus Day Parade, one of the world's largest celebrations of Italian-American heritage. Parade also often a major showcase for political candidates ahead of the November election. This year's marchers included Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo and his Republican rival, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorno. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was also among the marchers. The annual parade began in 1929. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.